It is also the end of an era. For the past 20 years, the Morris family has owned and run the Ballyhooley steam train around Port Douglas. It's been a popular attraction for young and old, locals and visitors alike, to the seaside village of Port. But yesterday was the Ballyhooley's final run under steam. Her beautifully restored engines, Nelson and Speedy, pulled up yesterday at their new permanent home at the marina, where the train carriages will become a feature for waterfront diners. John Morris tells me he's delighted that the spirit of the Ballyhooley continues, even though it'll no longer be a rolling attraction.
The steam trains are in their right spot at the station, and the carriages are looking marvellous. They'll be ready to take care of customers within the next week or so. So it's a big relief. I'm no longer worried about it at all.
There she goes. So
it's the end of an era for us in terms of the trains, but these trains and carriages will stay at the station here hopefully forever. There's no reason why they won't. And they're kid friendly, family friendly, so that the kids can come along with mum and dad and hop to the controls, blow the horn, and we've got a smoke machine so that the smoke will come out at the same time as well. So it's going to be a great experience for them.
Everybody that goes to Port Douglas is aware of the Ballyhooley, but they might not be aware that you've had a private interest for 20 years. How did that come about?
We've always been interested in the train, of course, and the Mossman Mill did a great job in putting them back together and running them for many years. And they got into a little trouble, needed to stop the trains running, and they were looking for another home. We were fortunately in a position to buy the steam trains and the whole operation, including the station building, and then refurbish the carriages and trains. So we've been running that Ballyhooley operation since 2002. We're very supportive of the mill. Now that the trains are stationary here, the mill is taking up the rail lines and the sleepers, which they very much need. It's a win-win, in my opinion. Also, we've got at the station a pictorial history of the mill, so when the visitors come, they can see the history of the mill and then enjoy a meal on the Ballyhooley train.
Why has the Ballyhooley had to pull up stumps now, though?
We had COVID, first of all, which, you know, that put us out for close to 18 months. And at my age, I couldn't see our family continuing with it in later years when I go. So we did seek other interested parties, and there were some. The Tin Shed were very interested for quite a number of months, but then they decided they couldn't take it on. And then the Douglas Shire offered to look at it. And after 12 months of deliberations, they also decided that it was not possible. So that's why we decided this is the best way to keep the trains in really good shape. We're very pleased, and I think the population generally are delighted to see that happen.
When you look at them today, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel great. Yeah, I feel very relieved that they're going to be here when I kick the bucket and beyond. Yeah, we'll always have a special spot for the Ballyhooley operation. And my family and grandkids have all enjoyed it, and but we'll enjoy it the way it is now too. I think we've all got to look at it in a positive way.
Well, John Morris, thank you for sharing a few insights on what I can hear in the background is a very fun and busy day. Could you maybe pass over Alan Johnson, who is a former mill manager at Mossman?
Yes. Yeah, he's been a great assistance all through that time that we've owned it. So I'll pass Alan over now.
I really appreciate it. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Morris.
Thank you. Bye.
Hello, Charlie.
G'day, Alan, and thank you so much for being a part of our broadcast.
Oh, look, it's a pity you can't see them. They're looking an absolute picture, polished just about, and they're looking absolutely spectacular. And a real credit to John and his team of supporters. You know, there's been a lot of help over the last 20-odd years. Pity you can't actually smell it. It's the smoke, the steam. It's got a particular smell, and that's going to be the sad thing, I guess, is kids in the future will miss out on being able to experience steam the way it was back in the days of Mossman Mill when it first started in 1897. So, it's a real shame in one way. We would have dearly loved to have continued with these trains moving, but even without COVID, it's an ongoing, costly operation, you know, with the compliance issues these days, workplace health and safety, which is extremely important. Nothing comes cheap. And John did his best. He really did. And if it wasn't for John and his family, well, kids wouldn't have been able to see these steam locos operate for the last 20-odd years, really. So it's a real sort of credit to John and Marilyn and their family.
What is it about the Ballyhooly that does capture the imagination and has continued to capture the imagination of Port Douglas locals and visitors alike for all of that extended period?
Yeah, I think just the name alone is interesting. I think it comes from Irish origins, the Ballyhooly. There's also a old steam train located in Port Douglas that's called the Fog of Bolla, and I think it's an Irish one as well. So it's always been part, you know, I guess, of Port Douglas for a long time. Even before John got involved, the mill operated the Ballyhooly in the early 1980s, from the mill to the local Mossman Golf Club and backwards from there. So it was due to the mill, I guess, in some ways to crank the operation up. But then it was when the mill got into financial issues in the early 2000s, John came along at the right time and certainly helped the mill out and continued with the operation here.
Obviously, the operation of a steam cane train predates even your tenure over the Mossman Mill, Alan Johnson, but how important is it for people to be reminded of that connection between the sugar mill and the port of Port Douglas, essentially? That's where it all started for the sugarcane industry in the very far north of this state.
Exactly. And look, Port Douglas, if it wasn't for the sugar industry in some ways, right in the early days, it probably wouldn't have thrived to the extent it did. At one stage, I think in the late 1890s, I think there were over 20-odd pubs at Port Douglas. It was a thriving place. And then, of course, Caranda got up and going. And so then a lot of people travelled back that way, I think. But look, sugar and steam, so the locos have been going effectively through till 1958 was the year the sugar was stopped going to Port Douglas and went by road to Cairns, to the bulk sugar terminal in Cairns. But then it has cranked up again, and it's just really, really great to see these steam engines staying here in Port Douglas. At least kids and that in the future will be able to see and touch. Unfortunately, they won't be able to smell. But anyway, maybe in the future there may be some means of being able to produce that special smell.
Well, Alan Johnston, thank you very much as the former Mossman Mill manager for reminding us of what an important part of the region's history the sugar industry is, and what a special role the Ballyhooly has played in all of that, and the new role it'll have at its new permanent home there in Port Douglas.
Thank you very much.
I'll let you go and toot that horn one more time on the Ballyhooly.
Okay, Charlie.
Good on you.
How's that?
Right on cue. Thank you, Alan, and pass on our regards to the Morris family.
I certainly will. Thank you very much.